Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. An army of Wall Street lobbyists is in Washington, D.C. this week. They're trying to stop what now appears to be fast movement on a major financial reform bill. The Restoring American Financial Stability Act of 2010 is being debated in the Senate this week, and Majority Leader Harry Reid could move as early as this evening to end that debate on the proposed overhauls. That would set up a midweek showdown over final details in the bill. President Barack Obama spoke about the reform effort in his weekly address.
My responsibility as president isn't just to help our economy rebound from this recession. It's to make sure an economic crisis like the one that helped trigger this recession never happens again. That's what Wall Street reform will help us do.
The reform being considered is likely to include greater regulation of the derivatives market, thought to be a key cause of the great credit crisis of 2008. And that crisis was symbolized by the collapse of banking giant Lehman Brothers, a collapse examined in the new book, Uncontrolled Risk: The Lessons of Lehman Brothers and How Systemic Risk Can Still Bring Down the World Financial System. The book's author, Mark Williams, teaches at Boston University's School of Management, and he's a former trading floor executive and Federal Reserve Bank examiner. He joins me now in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Yes, happy to be here.
Just briefly, for those who might not know or are still a little confused by it, when you say systemic risk, what exactly do you mean?
Sure. Systemic risk is a risk that one firm itself can fall and collapse, and that's a domino effect. It can affect another industry, another country, another economy. It's what happened when Lehman fell on September 15th, 2008. The whole world financial global crisis occurred. That's systemic risk.
So it's not just too big to fail, it's too interconnected to fail that you think government should be especially paying close attention to.
Precisely. Systemic risk is living with us today. We're still living and learning the lessons of Lehman, and that is that systemic risk will not be reduced unless we address these big financial institutions that actually hover around us today.
Mm-hmm. Well, so with the failure or the collapse of Lehman Brothers as our template, and the fact that they did have business dealings with so many other companies and in so many other markets, the derivatives market being one of them, what's your blueprint today on how to control that systemic risk? I mean, interconnectivity seems to be exactly what the modern era is all about.
Right. So I think the first step really is acceptance, and that is that we have systemic risk and we need to address it head on. And one way to do that is look at the major building blocks that, in a sense, built this crisis. And one of them was the derivatives market, specifically the credit default swap market. That market grew from under $1 billion to overall multi-billion-dollar industry. What that means is that derivatives need to be regulated. We need to have cops at every corner. We need to actually understand exactly how the derivatives market can spiral globally and impact all of us.
Mm-hmm. And that is one thing that's being considered in this new financial reform package. It remains to be seen if it actually makes it into the final bill. What about other things such as the idea of moral hazard, that the government will step in, even though it did not in the case of Lehman Brothers, to companies who are maybe have acted badly and are about to collapse? Doesn't that, you know, with that moral hazard, doesn't it just guarantee that future bad behavior will happen?
It does. Unfortunately, when the government steps in, it suggests that companies can take greater risk, and if they fail, then actually they don't fail, that they'll be rescued and taxpayer money will be used to bail them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it continues to be a very important bulkhead. That is, we need to decide exactly how to address moral hazard. Specifically, government needs to make a stand and say, we will let companies fail. And at this point, they haven't been willing to do that.
So do you think that's the way to go, that there's no middle ground, that the government should actually say, you will suffer the consequences of your risk-taking actions?
Right. If you and I were to set up a new company, entrepreneurs, we would be actually held to our own ability to profit or take loss. If we fail, the government's not going to bail us out. Clearly, to allow companies to get so interconnected that we can't allow them to bail out is very dangerous. And again, Lehman showed us how dangerous. We are no further along at solving this moral hazard, this systemic risk issue, than we were 18, 19 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you mentioned regulation of derivatives and trying to control the degree of somewhat of interconnectivity. You mentioned governments being fearless about saying, we're going to let you fail. What about the governance of corporate boards themselves, about, I guess, also separately, the executives who are running these companies? How can you regulate their behavior? I mean, that doesn't seem like it's even possible.
Well, companies themselves are supposed to be built around a foundation of corporate governance. And all that means simply is that boards themselves are representative of individuals that look out for shareholders. What we've seen over the last decade was the fact that boards themselves looked out more for the CEOs and senior managers and for themselves than they did for shareholders. That has to change dramatically. Board members are paid money. They have a fiduciary duty in legal terms to represent shareholders, and they need to be held accountable for that duty. At Lehman, it was a great example in a part of people making lots of money. These board members were paid $365,000, and yet they were not able to see this financial storm in the horizon, and they did very little to save the company.
Well, corporate governance isn't, as far as I understand, something that the federal government, for example, can regulate directly. So how is it that you encourage better corporate governance in the free market?
Well, it's important to understand that corporate governance, really, when you boil it down, is really running a company in a strong manner. It's saying that we will actually have independence on the board. The board will represent shareholders. The board will hire executives and fire executives that do poor jobs. Lehman Brothers was a great example because through the fire of Lehman Brothers, as that stock dropped in value and Lehman Brothers lost billions of value in market cap, the board did not fire senior executives. It was actually the result of outside forces that forced ultimately Lehman to change its management style.
Mm-hmm. In the last couple seconds we have, I mean, the big takeaway that I have from this conversation is that systemic risk is with us, but it's also not just domestic, but global in nature. I mean, we're looking at Europe right now and Greece, Portugal, teetering on the brink there. That could have an effect on the United States. So what could we do here in America to protect ourselves from global systemic risk, if anything at all?
We're still the world's largest economy, so we need to take a global leadership role. And what that means is attack systematic risk head on. There's 30 systematic risk identified banks around the globe. Only 4 of them are representative in the United States. 26 are outside. We need to take the lead. We, as a global leader, need to say systematic risk needs to be reduced.
That's Mark Williams. He's author of the new book, Uncontrolled Risk. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a wonderful day and join us again tomorrow at 3 o'clock for more Radio Boston.